From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine troubles grow. Iraqis cast ballots despite violence. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukraine's interim president says his government is helpless to quell a growing pro-Russian separatist movement in two eastern regions. And he says the situation has deteriorated to the point Kiev cannot control its own troops. Alexander Turchinov's admission came Wednesday during a meeting with regional governors in Kiev. He singled out mounting difficulties in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, where he said some military units are cooperating with terrorist organizations. Iraqis braved the threat of violence to vote Wednesday in the country's first general election since U.S. troops withdrew in 2011. Electoral officials say more than 50% of registered voters turned out, despite a series of attacks that left at least 12 people dead. Voters chose from among 9,000 candidates for the 328-seat parliament. The U.S. State Department says al-Qaeda and its affiliates continue to present a serious threat to the United States and its allies. The State Department's annual report on terrorism says losses in al-Qaeda's core leadership in Pakistan and Afghanistan have accelerated the network's decentralization. It says that's resulted in more aggressive affiliates, notably in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, Northwest Africa, and Somalia. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Africa for talks aimed at halting violence in South Sudan and the Central African Republic. Secretary Kerry arrived Wednesday in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa. That's where he'll meet later today with the foreign ministers of Ethiopia, Uganda, and Kenya to discuss the South Sudan conflict. The United States is threatening travel and financial sanctions on those responsible for violence that's displaced more than a million people. State-run Chinese media say a terrorist attack on a railway station in western Xinjiang province killed three and wounded 79 others. Police say the attacker slashed people with knives and set off a bomb, apparently between the station exit and a bus stop in the capital of Urumqi. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. China's President Xi Jinping, who just ended a four-day visit to Xinjiang on Wednesday, immediately pledged decisive actions. A new study suggests China's economy grew faster than previously thought, leading some analysts to predict that China could surpass the United States as the world's biggest economy by the end of the year. The figures were released Wednesday in a report by the International Comparison Program, which is part of the United Nations. A controversial refugee resettlement deal between Cambodia and Australia is moving forward. The Cambodian government agreed in principle to accept an unknown number of people. Robert Carmichael reports.
A senior official at Cambodia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Uch Borit, told reporters late Tuesday that his government had agreed in principle to take in refugees who are currently being held by Australia in detention centres on Nauru, an island in the South Pacific. Uch Borit insisted that Cambodia would not take the refugees unless they came voluntarily. The details are still being worked out in a Cambodian interministerial committee, and VOA understands that a final deal is likely to be months away. Robert Carmichael for VOA News, Phnom Penh.
The World Health Organization believes a recent spike in cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS coronavirus, is probably due to a seasonal increase of the disease rather than to any changes in the behavior of the virus. Lisa Schlein has more from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization says there is nothing unusual about the recent spike in cases of MERS coronavirus. It says similar upsurges have occurred around the same time in the past 2 years. WHO spokesman Gregory Hartl says the increase in cases is most likely due to the warmer weather in the Arabian Peninsula and to outbreaks of the disease in two or three hospitals in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. He says health officials do not know how the virus is transmitted from person to person. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The aerial search for a missing Malaysian jetliner is officially over, with military aircraft leaving the area of the Indian Ocean where the plane was believed to have crashed. Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott says the search will be entering a new phase, with submersible vehicles searching a much larger area of the ocean floor. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More on the internet on our website at voanews.com.